Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guests today, Davy Norris, Director of the Enterprise Center, and Evelyn Stewart, Director of the Masser Museum, talking today about Art from the Gut, a juried competition that's been taking place with the Enterprise Center. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So, Davy, the Art from the Gut competition that's been going on, how did the competition come about and came up with the idea and, of course, the unique name? We were just talking about that a moment ago.
Ever since the Enterprise Center started doing art exhibits about 4 years ago, we've wanted to try and do a collaboration between the three universities and do a juried competition as well. And it just seemed like the right time. We called together some faculty from ULM, from Tech, and from Grambling. Ones that we had had some connection with in our past art program work, and introduced the idea. They all responded very positively and were willing to do some work on their own to help us pull it off. And that's how it started. Art from the Gut. Gut is GUT, Grambling, ULM, and Tech. And I guess it has sort of that dual meaning. It's a little bit about where the inspiration from your work for your work might come from, but also in this case was the literal source where the work came from.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how the whole process came about, the networking of the three universities. I'm sure that had to take a lot of legwork to get everybody together on the same page and be able to have everything ready.
In a lot of cases, it would. In this case, because we had been doing several art programs for the last few years at the Enterprise Center, we had gotten to know other faculty at the three ULM and Grambling, and of course we depend a lot on the Tech faculty for a lot of what we do at the Enterprise Center, and so the relationships were already there, and it seemed like an idea that was already in a lot of people's heads. And once we threw it out there, it was not hard at all to put it together. It was hard work for those people to do it, but to get everybody committed to it was not hard at all.
I guess that kind of led to the one big element, and that would be the selection of a juror to serve for the competition.
Yeah, we needed an obvious source for a juror for a show like this is the faculty members at the three universities. But since we were soliciting work from those universities, we didn't want to do that. And so we just were very fortunate that Evelyn Stewart here at the Masser in Monroe was willing to do that for us, and she did a fantastic job.
Evelyn brought on board, and I take it you had several entries you had to go through?
I did. There were just under 300, I believe.
My goodness.
And chose 59 from those, so it took a while. But when Bess called me and asked me to be the juror, I was really excited. You know, we do a jury competition at the museum every year, and every year when the entries come in, we, of course, have a juror from outside that comes in. We don't choose it ourselves, but I always think, oh, that would be so much fun to be able to, choose the work for the show and create the exhibit. So I really enjoyed the process and was happy that they asked me.
With the nearly 300 entries, what types of work did you have to go over?
Pretty much everything. I mean, there was a ceramic, sculpture, photography, prints, paintings, of course. There was, really a variety of media. I mean, pretty much everything.
Yeah. Now, what stood out to you? Was there anything personally that stands out, any type that they submitted or...
Well, I tried to choose something in every medium because that's really, was important to me to have a variety. And there was so much that was good to choose from. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of wonderful photography. They have a great photography program I know at Tech, and several paintings that I really enjoyed. And I was very impressed with the printmaking as well. And it was hard to go through and choose, just a few from that amount of entries. And it was also... took a while for me to choose just one for Best in Show. There were a handful of things that I really enjoyed that I,
Yeah. Speaking with Davy Norris and Evelyn Stewart this morning, Evelyn, what can an artist take from a competition like this? If, talking about the college students going from this level to the next and the feedback that they get going through a competition like this.
Right. Well, I'm really glad that the Enterprise Center decided to do this and get together all of the universities, because it's really important, first of all, for artists who are students to learn the process of entering a competition like this, because there are going to be certain rules and that they'll have to follow and guidelines, and it's important to them to understand that process and to experience it. It's also important for them. Unfortunately, everyone has you know, rejection in life, and
it's a slight setback.
Right. It's important for artists to learn that, you know, you're going to enter a lot of competitions and you won't get into everyone, but art is so subjective. There'll be different jurors for everything, and it's also important, I think, for the encouragement for, you know, artists who, students who are accepted to, you know, have that encouragement with their work, and for people who aren't accepted in these kind of competitions, you know, keep on trying. These are all over the place, jury competitions, and they're a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Right. Davey, I guess the culmination of the competition happening this evening, the reception.
Yeah, the reception is at the Enterprise Center Gallery tonight. That's at 509 West Alabama, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. As with all of our opening receptions, they're free and open to the public. And so we encourage, we hope we get a great crowd from Grambling and from Tech and from ULM and across the region. We get very good crowds at our openings, and that just makes adds a lot of energy to the whole activity.
Right. Something like this, a lot of favorable feedback, I'm sure, so looking forward to doing it again down the road?
Absolutely. This is the first time we've done this, and I hope this, you know, this work shows the variety of artistic styles and motivations on our emerging artists, and I hope this becomes a regular part of our calendar going forward.
All right. And Evelyn, thanks for joining us today. Davey, real quick, location of the center and also a number or a website that
you
they can visit.
Call 257-3890 or we're at lawtechenterprisecenter.com on the web.
All right. Evelyn Stewart, Davey Norris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.